Every day, thousands of immigrants swim, wade, tube, paddle, climb, and crawl from Mexico into the United States illegally. Most of them use smugglers, known along the border as coyotes. The U.S. Border Patrol's heavy policing inadvertently has made smuggling people a booming business. The Immigration and Naturalization Service reports that smuggling rings have been growing in size, complexity, and profits. NPR's John Burnett has the first of two reports.
The coyote has been a shadowy figure in the borderlands for as long as the green-suited Border Patrol has guarded the Southwest Divide. He's the unseen broker between third-world migrants and their promised land. But something has changed.
We've seen a dramatic rise in the complexity of alien smuggling organizations over the last several years.
Jim Chaparro is chief of anti-smuggling operations for the INS. He's based in Washington, D.C.
What used to be a fairly easy journey back as little as 10 years ago, someone could pay a smuggler $100 and be passed into the United States. Now that journey is much more difficult, and so the smuggling organizations have had to increase the sophistication of the methods that they used and their infrastructure in order to carry out the crimes.
Two factors have converged to make smuggling profits skyrocket in recent years. First, the Border Patrol has intensified its presence with more agents, fences, infrared cameras, SUVs, helicopters, and boats, such as this airboat patrolling the Rio Grande. Second, the 2,000-mile southern border has become the world's favorite back door into the United States. Canada has cracked down on the northern border, and the INS has been interdicting seagoing smugglers. Consequently, more and more third-country nationals have been sneaking across the U.S.-Mexico border, and this is where the big money is. For instance, an Ecuadorian will pay $16,000, while the fee for a Chinese tops $50,000. Mike McMahon, head of anti-smuggling for the INS Houston District, says they're seeing more smugglers dabbling in both aliens and drugs because the criminal penalties for migrant smuggling are much lower, but the earnings can be just as rich.
There's a case right now going on here in Houston where we're following the flow of $220 million in 9 months, all involved in alien smuggling, and it's all centered around the country of Guatemala. That is, fees are paid to smugglers there. They take whatever's available. Could be Ecuadorians, could be Colombians, but the price really goes up if it's Pakistanis, Indians, Thais, Chinese, Russians, Albanians, things like that.
While authorities speak of alien smuggling cartels, the organizations are more like loose confederations of independent contractors, beginning as far away as Beijing or Tirana. The migrants either fly directly to Mexico City or to Ecuador or Colombia, then travel by boat to Guatemala, and then go overland into Mexico. The final, most difficult phase is at the U.S. border. A coyote ferries illegals across the river and guides them through the brush and around Border Patrol checkpoints. Sometimes they have scouts who use two-way radios and night vision equipment, but usually they rely on common sense and careful observation.
El mexicano es un poquito inteligente.
Mexicans are intelligent, says a cab driver named Pedro, who works with a smuggling organization based in the border city of Reynosa. I know that at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Border Patrol will go to eat, and I know they go to dinner at 9 o'clock. That's when we cross. When the migrants make it to the pickup point, often after walking for days over harsh terrain, a driver takes them to an interior city. There, the aliens are housed in a drop house, which in itself has become a lucrative sub-industry. Last year, INS undercover agents posing as smugglers operated a bogus drop house in Houston and arrested 21 coyotes in Operation Night Rider. Mike McMahon says his agents got so much business they had to turn coyotes away.
The word went out, hey, these people can do this for you in Houston, and the smuggler started calling. Somebody told me to call, and it just went like that. I mean, we were too successful.
An example of the global scale of Mexican smuggling rings is the case of Raul Antonio Espinosa. A U.S. federal grand jury indicted him in March, and a special Mexican federal anti-smuggling force arrested him in Piedras Negras, Mexico. The INS Special Investigations Office in Eagle Pass, Texas, spent months building the case against Espinosa. The chief agent there is Alvin Santlaban.
He is a high-level broker. He moves as a large number of other than Mexican nationals, and they run from anywhere from 20,000 a head to 16,000 when they enter the pipeline. It's unknown at this time how much his real cut is, but it's up in the thousands.
That is, thousands of dollars per migrant. Espinosa is suspected of moving 250 high-paying clients a week out of Piedras Negras, easily hauling in $100,000 a day. Captain Pedro Correa is chief of the Mexican Federal Preventive Police Office in Piedras Negras, which assisted in Espinosa's arrest.
Espinosa was one of the principal smugglers of those who we had detected. Because it was known, he had trafficked with Arabs, Greeks, Chinese, people from countries totally distant from Mexico. And this implies there are more behind him, so our investigation continues.
In downtown Piedras Negras, Mexican and U.S. authorities say everyone is in on the action, from the cab drivers who shuttle people to the river, to the seedy hotels that are booked up week after week, to the cheap taco stands who feed the waiting migrants, to the recruiters who prowl the bus station looking for customers, to the cops. Law enforcement sources said the Espinosa organization was paying $50,000 a month to local officials in Mexico to protect the smuggling racket. It's the same story up and down the international boundary. In another border town, this 33-year-old coyote, dressed in baggy jeans and a Chicago Bulls jersey, has a nickname for the Mexican police, Big Hands.
Me dicen directamente, ¿qué estás haciendo, cabrón?
They come to us and ask, what are you doing, fool? What are you up to? Are you passing illegals? Yes or no? Let's make an arrangement. If the big hands see me, we have to pay them off.
The big hand also extends across the border. In the past 4 years, four INS inspectors and four Border Patrol agents have been arrested for alien smuggling. Last month, in the most serious case to date, the FBI arrested two INS bridge inspectors in Brownsville for allegedly passing hundreds of illegal immigrants into the U.S. The FBI says one was the kingpin of a local smuggling ring. For the first time in anyone's memory, Mexican law enforcement has begun to crack down on alien smuggling. In the past year, the Mexican Federal Preventive Police has reportedly arrested 73 alien traffickers belonging to 14 different organizations, large and small. Raul Espinosa was one of them. The top INS official at the U.S. Embassy in Mexico, Hipólito Acosta, says there appears to be a new spirit of cooperation under President Vicente Fox.
We have very open and frank discussions with the Mexican government. We have exchange of intelligence and information at a level that I have never seen in my 26 years with the Immigration Service. I'm encouraged by their willingness to target major organizations involved in migrant trafficking that are placing these migrants at risk.
Well, not all alien smuggling gangs. Mexico is only targeting those that move third country nationals. After all, Mexicans in the U.S. send more than $6 billion a year back to Mexico. Also, Mexico is alarmed over losing control of its own southern border. And Juan Ramos López, Mexico's chief prosecutor of immigrant smugglers, says there's a more basic concern. They don't just pass through here and it's over. No, he says. They corrupt the authorities also. Those who transport do so inhumanely, in trailers where people die. You see, he says, they're not just passing through Mexico. They're causing problems for us, too. John Burnett, NPR News, Piedras Negras, Mexico.